Hi everyone, welcome to the Prep Zone Podcast. I'm your host, Estevan Divino, and I have here with me from the girls' field hockey, state champs, Tyler Osgood and Sophie Fidalgo. How are you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you, Sophie?
Good, how are you? Thank you for having us.
Of course, no, thank you guys so much for being here. You know, it was so much fun watching you guys in the state run this year. We're going to talk about that. But before we get into that, I do want to do some personal stuff with you guys, some quick hits, right? Mm-hmm. So that before we get going, the audience can kind of get to know you guys a little bit, you know, outside the field, all right? So I'll ask the questions and you guys can take turns going first because, you know, we'll see how well it goes. All right, so Tyler, we'll start with you. Name one guilty pleasure song in your playlist.
I would say Baby by Justin Bieber.
All right. I'm a Bieber guy too. I like that. How about you, Sophie?
Some of that Spanish music, you know, Bad Bunny. You know,
kind of. Okay. So yeah, no, I do. I like Brazilian music too. So yeah. I'm with you. I like that. So Sophie, you, what is the last series you binge watched?
How I Met My Mother. On Netflix, yeah.
Nice. Sophie? I'm sorry, Tyler.
I started Bridgerton recently, so that's what I've been watching.
Yeah, I didn't get into that. My wife did. But it's pretty good. Yeah. All right, Tyler, what is the coolest thing in your room?
I would say my state championship medal.
I like that.
Yeah, Sophie? I was going to say my medals, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Sophie, you first. Aside from family, name one thing you can't live without.
Ooh.
I did aside from family because everybody goes family. Yeah, we know family. Give me something else, you know.
Well, field hockey. I mean,
I like that. Right for it. Tyler?
I would say chicken. I love chicken. I eat chicken every day.
Grilled, fried, any kind of chicken?
Any chicken. But you know what my favorite is? Rotisserie chicken from the grocery store.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
It's like $10. Straight protein, so good.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, it's underrated.
Like, now, funny story about that. So in Brazil, like they have, we used to call it TV for dogs. Because the way the rotisserie chicken would be like beside, it'd be like almost like in the side of the road with like this big thing and they'd just be rotating. And the dogs would just sit there all day and watch the chicken rotate. And we'd come and buy them, right? Yeah, I totally agree, yeah. It's a big thing, like especially when I come from Brazil, I was telling you guys, and you know, right before, like, you know, usually Sunday, you go to the bakeries or whatever they sell. Because in Brazil, it's not in a grocery store. And you buy a couple of those, right? And then the family would go nuts on that stuff. I totally agree.
You're from Brazil?
From Brazil.
I used to live there.
Where did you live in Brazil?
São Paulo and João Pessoa.
Nice. São Paulo. We are from Rio, Petrópolis, so it's like more, but that's cool. I did not know that. How much Portuguese do you speak?
Well, not anymore, but it was my first language before, but now I forget it.
Really? All right. Yeah. Well, we'll try some Portuguese later for your audience. And then Tyler just sit here and like, what are you guys talking about?
I'll cheer you guys on.
I know. All right. All right. This is for Sophie first. Which superhero would you pick to be your best friend and why?
Superman, because he can fly.
Tyler?
I would say the Hulk, because I would never get into a fight.
I like that. All right. So, Tyler, you first. Aside from field hockey, what is your favorite thing to do as a hobby or in your free time?
I would say hang out with my friends and, like, go out and just, like, not even have plans, just, like, hang out.
No plan, just spontaneous,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Probably same, but to be different. I like watching soccer a lot with my family, so.
So you're excited. Copa America, you know, coming up tonight. Yeah, Argentina starts tonight, and then we're going to have, it's like the month of soccer. Like this. It's like it's been so great, right?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for being so open and all those questions, right? And you're both this year. I mean, we had an amazing year for you guys, right?
Yeah.
So, full disclosure, I had never watched a field hockey game until I watched you guys play that game. The overtime game was breast awareness. Remember that game?
Greenwich.
So, like, you guys went overtime. And here's why. I mean, I fell in love with the sport right away, and I'll tell you guys why. I watch a lot of soccer. And I dislike penalty kicks. So my idea for soccer is always like, well, when we start overtime, each team should have less players for more space. And you guys go in overtime, and it happens exactly what I've been saying my entire life. And I'm like, this is awesome. This is like, but aside from that, it is really cool. Tyler, we'll start with you. I mean, how fun was this season? How fun was that run?
I mean, it's honestly been like, just a dream because this year we've been really focusing on team bonding and just like even if we don't make it that far, like we just want to have that chemistry and you really see the love like all the way through to the very end. Like it was there, and that's, I think, what propelled us. And it's just such an integral part of our team, like just loving each other and doing it for each other and being a team. And I think that is one of the main reasons we were able to be so successful.
Yeah, I mean, how about for you, Sophie? What do you think was, like, you know, how fun was it last year? I mean, I know your program has won a lot, right? But especially last year, how was it?
Yeah, I mean, it was the first one for us, so that was definitely right. Special. Also for the seniors, getting to send them off with that, it was just, like, really rewarding for them as well.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I mean, it's like, you know, and it was interesting. I had Coach Ian on the podcast, right, before the season started, because I was reaching out to other coaches, right?
Yeah.
And I remember, like, watching videos before, mm-hmm. so I could really kind of pick some questions up, right? And I look back on it, I'm like, man, I knew nothing about it. He indulged me in, like, on these questions. They were, like, very, you know, mm-hmm. trivial about the mm-hmm. game. But, I mean, I've really, it's one of the things I've discovered, you know, that it's been really enlightening for me in that sport. Now, and you guys also last year, you both reached 100 points. Was it the same game? Because I remember the picture. It was like both you guys had the 100 points. It was like, I know it was the same day, but or was it different games?
I think she got it before, but we realized, like, that same day. So we were like, okay, we'll do it together. Okay,
we'll do it together. Yeah.
I didn't know, because she kept saying the whole week, she was like, I have a surprise for you. I was like, I don't know. And then we were playing, and I think, like, somebody scored, or, like, I don't know, I scored or something, and she goes to me mid-game as we're running back to the half line. She goes, you're definitely getting your surprise. I was like, Sophie, like, I'm in the middle, like, what are you saying? And then I, like, figured it out.
God, yeah, no, that was really cool. Now, see, seriously, you didn't even know about it.
I had
no idea. You had, you know, so you just, stats were just going on, but she knew about it. She's like, she's going to get it, right? Well, you're captain, right? This year, you're both the captains. We're missing Emma. We're going to mm-hmm. get her on the podcast as well. But, you know, it was really cool. And you both were all FCAC and all state players last year. A tremendous year. Now, I do want to say there's very specific things I remember about the season, right? That was really cool. Now, I want to talk about the state final first. So you guys had lost to Darien in the FCAC. And I've seen, like, that's been, like, a little bit of the theme with all these sports. Team that wins FCAC has a tough time in state, right? It's just, mm-hmm. and you guys are the way. But Tyler, to you, that game, the minute you guys scored, Coach Ian goes and puts you in the back. Was that something you guys had talked about before the game, or is this, like, a spur of the moment thing? And how did you feel about that?
Okay, this is actually really funny, because for club and for the off season, like, I play center back, like, that's just my position. And ever since my freshman year at Staples, I've always been playing forward. And in the beginning of the season, Ian sat me down. He was like, I know you play defense. And we have the same conversation every single year. It's like, I know you play defense for club, but for Staples, I need you for forward. Which is, like, totally fine. I really don't care. And I didn't know. We didn't talk about this at all. Like, I had never played defense all season. I haven't practiced it or anything. And all I remember is he's like, Tyler, go back. And I was like, I was so confused. And I just started running back there. I was like, okay, like, I'll just go.
I specifically remember, I think you scored the first goal, right? You scored a goal. Yeah. And then all I see is, like, Tyler, boom, moving back. I'm like, wait, this is, because again, I followed you guys. I didn't see you play defense once all the time. Then all of a sudden you go back. And I'm like, all right, this is new. And, like, I took a note right away of it. Like, what happened there? But it's just you revealing that you guys had this conversation, right? That you do that. Yeah. And Sophie, I know that, like, that midfield play was so interesting. And you scored that first goal, but I want to go back to in the set plays you guys had against the semifinal. Was this, who did you play in semi? Southington?
No. Glastonbury.
Glastonbury. Yeah, I keep being confused. So that was a really good game, too. That was a 2-0 game, and we were having a good season. You guys, that game started out with you, but, you know, both games. How was that, you know, do you think any key to those two games that really got you guys over that hump?
I feel like just, like, our mentality, honestly. I mean, even in the final, we went 1-0 down, and I don't know how to describe it. We just didn't really care. Like, we just kept going. And I feel like it was a lot different to the FCAC final in the regular season. Like, we just weren't, I don't know, there, I guess. But our mentality in the final game, I think, was really important for us.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd was really great, too. I remember I was, like, recited. They were loud. I mean, they were, you know, and so was the Darien crowd. But, like, our crowd was pretty loud, because I remember when I think was from the penalty corner, right, from the left, that was it Leah that scored that goal, right? And I'm like, man, and the crowd's in the back, and people are, like, videotaping and throwing water. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. this is really cool. Now, it was really cool. Like, it was special for me because, like, the first final I got to cover, the first championship we as a team got, you know, Prep Zone got to cover. That was pretty cool. We had the football raft, which you guys were before. So that was really, really cool. Now, the sport has grown a lot, field hockey. It really has, right? And what I realized that it's, you mentioned before about, you know, how close you guys are. And I find that around, and not that the other sports don't have it, but you guys have something very special when freshmen kind of come in and how you guys make them feel. Can you guys expand on that a little bit about, you know, the closeness and togetherness of that team?
I honestly think, like, especially for me and Sophie and Emma, like, we were in those positions as freshmen. So, like, we understand, and the way the seniors and the captains, the way they took us in and really, like, made sure everything was okay was honestly inspiring, because we know the expectation and we understand, like, how it feels, and we've been in those shoes before. And I think that at the end of the day, our team's so motivated to win, and we would do anything to win, whether it was a freshman, whether it was a senior, like, anyone. We knew that, like, we would just do whatever it takes.
Yeah, and like, you were a captain last year, right? Junior captain. And how, I mean, coming in, and was it Caroline was last year?
Yeah.
Caroline, and who was the other
captain?
Catherine, that's right. So, like, they're seniors.
Yeah.
They're gone. So how was it, like, being, you know, I guess learning a little bit from them to bring to this year? How was it for you as being a captain last year?
Yeah, I mean, our goal last year with the two of them was, like, that team chemistry, that team bonding, because we thought that that was kind of missing in the past years. So we just kind of went around figuring out how we can, like, do that, and I think we worked that well. So, yeah, just keeping those same kind of goals to continue to get better on.
So you guys, I know it's really hard to repeat, but your program has done it quite a few times, mm-hmm. right? And I know that your goal is going to be that, right? But FCX, State, anything you're preferring next year to win, if you had to pick one or both? I mean, you're going to pick both.
Both, yeah.
But you're going to pick both, right? Yeah. But is Darien's going to be a big competition again this year?
I think Greenwich could be good, too.
Greenwich, yeah. I know, it was overtime. I mentioned the overtime game, too, Greenwich. Yeah. Who did they lose to in the States? Was it to Darien?
Us.
Yeah. That was the quarterfinal game at home.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what mm-hmm. I'm talking about. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Quarter, then you guys went on the road mm-hmm. to play Glastonbury, and then the final one. That's correct. See, I missed the one. Thanks for see, look, my research was off on that one. So thank you. All right, I appreciate that. But the road this year for the FCX, I always feel like the FCX is a mini state championship. All the good teams are kind of there, right?
Yeah.
But the rivalry with Darien, how good has that been?
Yeah, definitely.
And, do you guys know a lot of the players on that team?
Yeah.
That's what happens, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's good though. I think it's nice to have a challenge, you know. That's why it kind of made it even that more special to beat them in the final. They almost lost to Greenwich in the FCX semifinal, but we wanted to, like, play them instead because we thought it would be nicer to beat them than to play someone else.
Yeah, and then you got the payback on the state, right?
Exactly.
And then for the big one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what – and that, listen, it happened this year with lacrosse, right? I mean, they won the FCX and then the state. It is hard because you feel like – I almost, and it's like, and I'm not great, but it's like the mentality is we already accomplished something, right? And it's like, it's harder to keep it going. And in sports in general, you see it all the time. You know, usually the team that wins the regular season, especially hockey, has a very, not field hockey, but in regular hockey, very hard time winning that all because it's difficult because you put so much time into it. All right. So aside from field hockey, I want to ask you guys on anything. What is the opinion that you have? Like, it's the spiciest opinion that when you tell people about this, people are like, totally disagree with you. Like, I have a few and I'll share mine, but I want to ask you guys, what is it? Like, you say something and, like, it can be like your opinion about a movie, your opinion about a series, anything about a song, about an artist, anything that you talk about with your friends and they go, like, you're out of your mind. You're allowed, you probably have one.
No, I don't know. Well, I mean, the obvious one, definitely Messi's the best, like, the best, better player than Ronaldo and anybody.
I'd have to totally disagree with you on that, but I would say,
oh,
I
mean, you're right. There you go.
It's right. I totally get that. It's almost like the Jordan LeBron argument, like in basketball. We always have that, right? Like that one's mine. And then I think it was 2 days ago, we were talking about the greatest series of all time. So we're trying to build our Mount Rushmore series. Like, you know, and my friend came out and he put Seinfeld in there. It's probably way before you guys, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you are completely out of your mind. You gotta have Breaking Bad, you gotta have Sopranos. I said, you gotta have Friends. Mm-hmm. I said, and then I think the fourth one, whatever, you know, put whatever new ones in there. And he's like, you cannot have a comedy into the. I said, you're totally off, right? So that's, I was, I mean, like, it's so we had like a 35 minute argument about that. Now, the messy argument.
Classic. Right?
It is a classic one. It's like, you know, you're way younger than I am, but you cannot put Messi in front of Pele.
Well, I didn't get to watch him or like
Maradona. Right, and that's why I'm giving the discount. So, right.
But like Ronaldo. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like the World Cup makes a difference. Right. Because I'm on the other side of the Jordan LeBron argument. I think Jordan is a better player because he had more titles. Mm-hmm. So if I'm that, then I have to give it to Messi. Right, and I don't think Ronaldo ever win a World Cup. His team is not good enough. But Messi carried the last one. And I was rooting for Argentina. I know some Brazilians watching this are going to be really mad at me. But I was. You know, it's okay. I mean, you got to get one. How about you? Anything that's like... No?
Well, do you think... Well, me and Sophie are together like 24-7. Like, we literally spend like the entire day together every waking hour. Is there anything I say that's controversial? I don't think so. I think I'm just really blunt. Like, I just say whatever I think and just, like...
There's got to be something you guys at one time said that there's no way you're right about this. It's like, there's got to... It's like, because it's... I always feel like these arguments, sometimes, even when we talk about things we like, right? And mm-hmm. sports and everything like that. And they sometimes, people, like, I find there's, like, healthy arguments, right? So I used to get into these, like, my son and I would be watching a game and we'll get into an argument. Not an argument like this, right? So talking about this. And then my wife comes, can you guys stop yelling at each other? Like, we're not. We're just like passionately arguing our point, right? So, but I'm sure you guys get that, especially in the field, right? Somebody do that. But I didn't see a lot of that. Like, it seemed like most of your team really gets along well.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say so, yeah.
Which is, you know, I've been around a lot of teams and like, you know, and it's healthy, right? I mean, when I mean like, you know, they go out of health because everybody's kind of going for the same goal.
Right.
Right? So it can get healthy. But so then, so if you don't have a spouse, so what do you, you said you guys spend a lot of time together, right? And you guys are not sisters.
No.
When did you guys meet? Well, was it through field hockey?
Yeah, freshman year.
Freshman year, Staples. And then now we do like club together as well. So we're kind of always together. We do training together too.
You guys do a field club of Connecticut, right? Is that the one of field hockey or no?
We do a different one.
Oh, the different one. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then now... You're going to different college next year, different opposite country. You're going to Princeton and you're going to Stanford.
Yeah.
So how's that going to be? I mean, let me start first. How, before we talk into that, let me get to you guys. We'll start with Tyler. How was the recruiting process with Stanford and why did you pick Stanford to play field hockey?
This is really funny because I'm supposed to call this girl. I try to get her to, like, in the year below, try to get her to come to Stanford as well. So I knew from, like, the beginning that, like, from, like, freshman year, I always knew, like, I wanted to pick the best academic school that I could because that was something that was important to me. And I had, like, a very short list of schools, which, like, most people don't, but my list was very short. And going into it, I was, like, I had, like, three schools that I was, like, if I, like, get offers from these, then, like, I would really consider them. And I think at the end of the day, the selling point from Stanford was, like, you have the amazing academics, you have the weather, and then it's also, like, you have the athletic culture that I needed. You're surrounded by, like, amazing athletes, and, like, you're not having that, like, oh, like, bad jock stereotype. I think it's more welcoming.
Yeah, you
open.
Need the grades to get in there. It doesn't matter how good you are. Yeah. Like, as a newer sport, you need the grades, right?
Yeah, and I think just, like, the whole culture of the athletics program and how well, like, they treat their athletes and how much, like, how much money and effort and time they put into the athletes to make sure that they're all, like, taken care of as well as, like, push them academically, I think was really the selling point for me.
How about you with Princeton?
Yeah, similar. I think the academics and the level of field hockey was just, for me, the most important. They do well. They have, like, players like Beth Yeager. She's going to the Olympics now. So, like, they have players who come through the program who excel. So that was important for me to see as well.
Yeah, it is, because it's like... And, you know, and it's the more I learn about this, you guys were recruited as juniors, right? So you went into your junior year already knowing where you play. Mm-hmm. And let me ask you this. This is more like for my benefit. When you guys get, offered that program, do you still have to submit all your grades, all your stuff like that as a regular, even do an essay and everything like that?
Yeah, you kind of just apply to that one school. Like you verbally committed to the admissions process.
So gotcha.
Apply there. Right. But for Stanford, it's a little different. Like, they have a separate portal for athletes that, like, you can apply. Like, you can apply starting now, but it's one application versus, like, 20.
Gotcha. So, it's like, because you know exactly what's going on there, right? And that's exciting. I mean, I'm really think you guys are going to have a lot of time, right? Now, I do understand that when you're in a Division I athlete, like you both are, it's, like, 80% sports and, like, 20% books, right? It's going to be, like, it's a lot of sports, right? Yeah. It's year-round, right? I mean, it's year-round. You see those people doing that, I guess. But that's what it takes to be a successful program, right? And you both, like, I mean, like you said, you both want to play in the Olympics at some point? Is that a goal for you guys?
I would like to. Yeah, that'd be nice.
For me, not so much, to be honest. Like, it would be cool, obviously, but I don't know. I think part of my, like, choice with schools as well is, like, my life after field hockey as well.
I see. Okay, yeah. So. Now, it would be really cool if, like, a few years from now, you guys are both in the Olympics, and I take this podcast out, and I put it right in the Olympics. Hey, guys, here, you want to see how they were like in high school? Here it is. Right? That would be really cool. But if it doesn't happen, it's still really cool, right? I mean, I think it's so unique. Like, you guys play on a team together, so much friends, right? And listen, you know, friends are like the family you choose, right? I mean, sometimes you can choose, but it's really, really special, the friendship. And it's even cooler that you guys get to be captains together, play senior year together. Now I want to just talk about this year coming up. You know, we were joking before about FCX. So, how do you guys see the year playing out this year as far as, you know, obviously like everybody's going to be gunning for you. You're the big state champs. So everybody's, their final are going to be always against when they play you guys. But how do you guys evaluate the team this year from last year? What key pieces did you lose? What do you see coming up? From your standpoint, Tyler, why don't you start this?
Well, we lost all three of our starting defenders from last year. They're all seniors, so they all graduated. So we have to, I think, rebuild our defensive line. I might have to play. I'm not really sure.
My question is going to be, are you going to play defense?
I'll have to talk to Ian with that one. I'm not sure. But I also think just, like, the pressure of everybody wanting to beat us is a gift in itself, because the pressure is, like, a privilege. And I think that you want to be that team, because – You walk into that game and you just think that, like, everyone's out to get you, and you have to prove them all wrong. Like, and I also think that, like, we've started captain's practices already. Like, we're ready to work.
I saw that. I saw that you guys, everyone was like, really hot day, whatever, right? Yeah. It's like, it's really hot. Yeah.
Yeah. And we were doing our conditioning. We did the fitness test. Like, and we had a lot of girls show up, which was really promising. And I think that everyone's just, like, really positive and, like, excited for the season.
From your standpoint, Sophie, what do you think this year's going to go like?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. What good year. I feel like Richfield might be, I don't know how they are, but Greenwich and Darien, definitely those are probably the main two, kind of similar to our past year. But, yeah, I'm not really sure the freshmen coming. I don't think there's many. But, yeah, I think our main thing is just rebuilding the back, like Tyler was saying, and then we'll be good.
So when you talk about freshmen, so, like, and I'm just thinking, like, do the incoming freshmen, do they know what's going on? How do they get their news? How do they know about the captain's practice, all that stuff? Is it like a Facebook? I'm just trying to get the word out. Like, how do they find out about all this stuff?
We do most of our things through Facebook. We have a group, and, like, we usually post, like, reminders for captain's practices and stuff like that.
Got it. So it all is through Facebook, right? Which is interesting, because, like, your generation now, really, that's not a Facebook generation, is it? Yeah. It's like, it's more like an Instagram, TikTok, right? That kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Although I don't know how you can post, like, updates on TikTok, right? Unless you're both, like, doing, like, some kind of dance and say, practice, practice, right? It's like, but that's interesting. But, yeah, you still want to get the word out, because I think a lot of, you know, and I remember years and years ago, because field hockey in the U.S. is more, it's not like a men's sport. It's really like a woman's sport, right? Mm-hmm. Although in the rest of the world, it's a real big men's sport, right? Because I remember when I talked to Ian, he was talking about the World Cups he plays and all that stuff. And I'm like, well, that's, you know, what I remember watching in the Olympics. That's where, like, I guess we get all those sports, right?
Yeah.
And it's so maybe the U.S. team. I mean, look at volleyball. It wasn't much a men's sport. Now it's becoming more and more in the U.S. So hopefully, a field hockey will be there soon, right? Yeah. So, and my point was, like, I do remember, because both of my kids did a field hockey camp in the summer.
Really?
Yeah. They were not happy to sign on when they got there. Although they really enjoyed it afterward. They get there, it's like all girls and the two of them, right? But it's I don't know if it's a two. I know one of them. I can't remember if it was either Stephen or Brian. One of them did it, right? Mm-hmm. They really enjoyed. They had a good time. But they're, like, basically the only boy there. Like, we're like, oops, we're coming from Brazil. We missed that, right? I guess we missed the memo. But it was still a lot of fun. But, you know, it's. I always felt like being exposed to different sports is a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you guys only play field hockey. Did you ever play any other sports? Anything that you tried in the beginning that you thought, the funny story, anything you can share about any kind of sport?
Well, I did soccer when I was younger, some swimming, but my main two were gymnastics and field hockey, which is...
Your sister's big in gymnastics. Yeah, Victoria, yeah.
It's an interesting combination. I've got that from different people, because usually it's lacrosse and field hockey, you know, but yeah, I did gymnastics, and then I had to choose between field hockey or gymnastics, and I... obviously chose field hockey.
Yeah, good choice. Yeah. They're not okay.
I tried a lot of sports. Swimming, tennis, basketball. I was so good at basketball until I became 5'3", and then I was no longer good at basketball.
You lost the height. You're like,
yeah. I played volleyball until, again, I was short. But yeah, soccer, I did try. I tried a lot of different sports. And like,
good.
And then I randomly tried field hockey, like, from an ad on the side of the road. And then, like...
And you just stayed.
Yeah. Ad on the side of the road. No, literally. It was, like, one of those, like, you know those, like, things I stick in the ground?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
That's... I was literally... I remember this. It was, like, fourth grade or something. My mom, like, dropping me off to, like, morning drop-off. And it's just, like, a sign on the side of the road. She's like, why don't we just sign up? And then it was, like... Crazy things happen, you know? Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, in soccer, I was watching one of the Euro games the other day, and one of the guys that stepped on the field, can't remember the team now, but they said that he never wanted to play soccer, and then his grandmother said, you have to play, it's forced him to play soccer in a barn, and now he's in the national team. So just think about, like, how crazy that story is, right? Someone who didn't want the sport, don't like it, now plays at the highest level possible. And the Euros are, like, the biggest tournament in the world, aside from the World Cup, you know? And so it's like, you think about that, you know, how things go. So as you guys, you know, senior year, you know, I really hope to have you guys back on, but talk about your career at Staples Elementary School through the school systems. I mean, what sticks on your mind? How has it been? Kind of summarize it for us a little bit.
Well, I started in fourth grade from that ad on the side of the road. And then I kind of stuck with it. Ever since that season, I played like all year round. I was injured for like a year and a half. So that was like really hard on me.
What kind of injury do you have? Sorry for my
answer. I actually have an extra bone in each of my foot. And I like fell the wrong way or something, and it like started to inflame the bone. So they wanted to do surgery to take out. It's like right here in the arch of my foot. They wanted.
How did you
to,
find out? First, I'm sorry, I'm asking. Yeah. Now I got questions. No, yeah. So what? How did you find out you had an extra bone in the foot?
Well, I like could not walk on my foot, and so I had to go to like six different doctors, and they're all like ankle sprain, this, that. I'm like, no, like I've sprained my ankle before, and it's not this. So I did like so many MRIs, tests, this, that, and they found like I have extra bone in my foot, and my mom has the same thing too. So they wanted to do surgery to, like, just remove it, but it was, like, a two-year recovery because it's, like, your feet, and I wasn't willing to do that, obviously, so I just walked around in crutches to hopefully alleviate the pain. And then that was, like, I think, like, a big moment for me because I was just, like, I realized that, like, I'm going to go back and this is going to be, like, I'm going to stick with it even though.
This was, what year was this?
Sixth, seventh grade, eighth grade, wow. Like, middle school. And then I came back and I, like, stuck with it. And then freshman year, I think, was, like, the moment, like, from Staples Field Hockey where I realized that, like, this is, like, something that I want to do, like, all the way through college. And then it here we are. Out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a great story. Okay, yeah. That's interesting, like, because you just never know, right, how people go through. We had Catherine. Catherine had a huge, injury, right?
Yeah.
So I had him on the podcast. How about you? How have these years been for you?
Yeah, I started when I was 10 because of my mom. She had always played in Argentina, so it's a big sport there as well. So, yeah, because of that. And then... I don't know. I kind of did the Westport Youth Program. I did some club. Then I just got more into it, and here we are.
Yeah, and you look back. Anything that like, was there a moment that you maybe like fell in love with the sport, or something happened that you're like, this is really my thing. A game, anything.
I guess like I was already far deep into it at this point, but I was playing a tournament in Canada, and I remember I was just on the field, and I was just like. Like, this is what I want to do. Like, I genuinely really love this.
Yeah, you kind of you get that aha moment, right? You're like,
yeah, it was like,
I love this, right? This is like, this is, and it, I mean, and like I said, I thought that UR State Final was a really cool moment for the sport and for school. Like, I hadn't, you know, it was like, you know, my first final was at, and seeing the big crowd, right? Seeing the whole, like, I'm a big pregame kind of guy. Like, I love the pregame. I love the postgame. I love the game, too. But, like, you know, so it's like, you know, the whole vibe before a final, right? I mean, you see the refs. You see the cameras. You see all the people that want to take pictures and all that stuff. So you get that vibe. This is kind of important. This is kind of a big deal. Like, we're playing a really cool game here. Yeah. You guys feel that? Or does that pregame even get to you a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, so this is actually funny because every single game before, we have, like, a giant speaker. We're, like, singing, like, having the time of our lives. And before this game, Ian goes, you're all going to bring headphones. There's going to be no talking on the bus. You're going to lock in. Like, put your headphones in. Nobody's speaking. We didn't speak for the entire, like, hour and a half bus ride. And we just sat there. And we, like, it was dead quiet. Even Ian had his headphones in. Like, we were all just, like.
So he went the other way. He's like, let's just focus in. And how did, I mean, it worked out great. Yeah. But it's like, was it different for you guys? I mean, you mentioned about it. So it was different.
Yeah, I kind of liked it better. I think we should bring it back. But I mean,
you're a captain. You guys can make it happen. Listen, just make it happen.
Because you see, like all the, you know, soccer players or even like college level athletes when they're walking off the bus, like they get the videos and they all have their headphones. So, yeah, I kind of like that better.
Yeah, it is. So I think every team finds their thing. Like if you look at the Brazilian national team soccer, though, they're sambaing, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're totally now, when you lose, that doesn't work so well, right? It's like, all right, listen, you got to win. You do all that. You got to win, right? That's another argument I always have. Like my take is always like, I feel, and this is just me personally, like what you just said, you know, when you're trying to focus in, you're thinking about how important that game is for you, right? And you're like, this is really important. I'm going to do this. It's like when you're coming partying, it's like it feels like, all right, you're not really taking this very seriously as I am, right? As a fan, I want you to win, right? And that's another thing that's really cool with the prep zone is realizing how much we want you guys to win. Because if you win, we have games to go to. You lose, we don't. So it's like for us, like your success really like, you know, and that's what's I was so excited to be around you guys all this year. It was so much fun. And I really hope this year goes just as great. With the FSAC championship in there,
sure.
You know, and we talk about your defense, right? You're gonna have to rebuild that, and I'd be a real part of that. I know goalie is very important, and she's returning. Paige is returning, right? So, what grade is she in?
She's incoming junior.
Incoming junior. Okay, so she's gonna be like, and you guys have a good sophomore class, and not so much of not a lot of freshmen yet, right?
Yeah.
But it's a good sophomore class coming in, right?
Yeah. All the seniors are like. We've been there for...
Yeah, this is senior class big. Yeah. It was really great you guys won last year because you kind of get to do that, right?
Right, because I think it was... They won, and then right when our seniors came in, they, like, didn't win until us. You know what I mean? So, like, everybody has won one so far.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Like, everybody's experienced that, right? Yeah. It's like when I had Ian, like, I talked about the four-year run, and he goes, well, I didn't realize... When you're in it, you don't realize because it goes by just so fast.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys think about your high school careers, how fast it's gone by, right?
Yeah. It's scary. Like, the fact that we're seniors is crazy.
I know. Listen, as a dad, like, I look at my sons and how fast their thing went through, right? And it's like, I still remember that first day of high school. I still have a picture of the first day of elementary school, right? And that thing is all gone. And it's like, wow, this is went by fast. And you see, like, this, especially the seasons, you guys know this. It goes by so fast, right? And your senior year will go by even faster.
Yeah,
because you're gonna try to enjoy it, you know, and everybody should do that. But it'll be like, you know, at least it was a good point. You guys both gonna play after, right? For me, I remember. So I played tennis and I played football. So I kicked, I was a kicker and a punter, and I played tennis. And I remember specifically my last game, football. So the coach said, you know, we were in the last huddle. He goes, enjoy this game. Like, for 99% of you, this would be the last time you put on shoulder pads.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was the last time ever I put on shoulder pads and I went out and I hit someone, right? And I'm like, wow, this, you know, and it went by fast. And like I said, but since you both are playing, it'll be very different. You guys play in Division I. So what is the things you're looking most forward to in college?
I think just being able to, like, be independent and, like, pick like the kind of classes you're doing and just kind of like meet new people and just like not start over but like broaden your horizons and just like figure who you are, like figure out who you are as a person, especially like since I'm going so far, just like growing up on my own, just like figuring it out.
That's cool. Sophie?
Yeah, I feel like also probably a lot of my teammates are going Ivy, so just getting to play them and getting to play my old teammates and stuff, that'll be fun.
Oh, so you got some people that are going and saying the same thing? Okay, yeah. Because it's guys play. Now, you're both Ivy. So are you Princeton plays Stanford at all?
Well, Princeton's Ivy. Stanford's not.
Yeah, we're not. So. We're the ACC now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is that recent or is that?
Yeah.
It's recent, right?
Because I always thought Pac-12. Ivy. And then they, you know, the Pac-12 like melted. Yeah. So now we're ACC.
God, that stuff never gets figured out, does it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, and football drives all that stuff, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's like that's what it's a revenue is. And like everyone is doing that. And it's like it's gotten so crazy. We should all go back to what it was before, you know, with the playoffs in there somewhere. So that's the way I look at it. But I didn't know that because how far ago has it been happened? Did I miss that?
It happened like within like the year. I think it was like over spring or something. I don't know.
I must have missed that. Really okay, recent. Yeah. Because I know it's like, I always thought Stanford Ivy, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. You kind of know that. All right. But, you know, like the academics are still Ivy. So. You deal with the sports wherever you play, right? Mm-hmm. It'll be tougher though. Because I think that even and I always look at like the pool, right? I mean, there's like the Ivy schools, because of all the requirements you guys are in, you know, yeah, you get great athletes like yourself, but sometimes you can't recruit, you know, some players who might be really good because they don't have the academics. And you guys, mm-hmm. thank God, both have it, right? It's mm-hmm. pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. So, listen, it was great having you guys on the podcast. It was really
thank
cool.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, of course. Like I said, I can't wait for the season to start. I think it's going to be another phenomenal season, championship season, right? We're going to talk to Ian before the season. So I'm definitely going to ask him about, is Tyler playing defense? I'm sure that that time you know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, all that. But I want to wish you ladies the best of luck.
Thank you.
All right? Go get them and go Wreckers.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you so much.